I know, right?
You know what we really need for Thanksgiving,
Senor Cucumber?
You need a Gablerito beer.
Yes, my husband is obsessed with the Gablerito. Have you had this?
I just found out this is a thing.
Mad Mex's Thanksgiving dinner in a burrito.
Oh, boy. That is... Wow.
I've been to Mad Mex more times than I'd like to.
We're doing Thanksgiving tacos, Taco Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
With
that's cool, turkey
and stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
What's the dogfish beer that they did with Victory and Stone with all the herbs and shit in it?
Oh, Saison du Boeuf.
Yes. That's a great Thanksgiving beer,
too. We used to call it the Thanksgiving beer.
I actually cooked my tofurkey in that last year, it was really great.
Aaron Fournier, who sometimes works at Keystone Homebrew, has for years been telling people that he's going to mash an entire Thanksgiving dinner. He's going to get turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, cranberries. Yeah. He did, a couple years ago for Philly Beer Week, he did Jesus Christ barley wine, where he got the priest to bless the wafers and the water, and he put the wafers and the water in, and won Sierra Nevada's, like, homebrew competition a couple years.
That's incredible.
And it begs the question, have we gone too far?
He did a Cinnamon Toast Crunch beer. He took an entire 3 boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and put that in the mash as well.
We need to do a Fruity Pebbles beer.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles beer.
Well, we could just go.
Okay, so
we could just go by pumpkin.
That we do, the Belgian wit that we do, when that's in the whirlpool, it smells exactly like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Steph's in.
Let me know next time you're brewing. I'll break out my pink boots.
No, smells just like it.
I did say, and I was trying to think of this earlier, and I just Googled it. So Great Lakes makes a malt liquor called Dirtbag McQuag's Malt Liquor for Fine Gentlemen, which is one of my favorite beer names ever.
Oh my God,
repeat that
amazing.
One more time.
How do they fit that on the tap handle?
I don't think it doesn't come in tabs. It comes in 40-ounce bottles.
Strictly in 40.
It's Dirtbag McQuag's Malt Liquor for Fine Gentlemen.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yep. It's like launch
pad. I am naming my first son Dirtbag McQuag.
Dirtbag McQuag.
Oh, ladies.
If any woman has the misfortune of bearing my seed.
Oh, Jesus.
It sounds like the hype man for Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, right?
PhD in jazz. And he works for Google. So it's like he's got like a real job, but like he's making it work. You know, he's making it work as a jazz.
Laundry done.
Can
for
you
him.
Get a degree in jazz hands?
Yes.
My dog hates jazz hands.
These days you can.
I'm serious. You walk up to my dog and you give jazz hands, he goes, and he tries to bite you.
Let's bring him out.
They are kind of scary.
Henry Rollins, the dog.
Is that really the dog? Not the man.
Yeah.
Is that really the dog's name?
Dog's name is Henry Rollins,
yes.
Yeah.
That's nice. Amazing. Thanks.
I just saw him. He played at the, he did the truck.
Yeah. No, I thought you meant your
the
dog.
The dog.
I was like,
no,
oh.
No. Yeah, the dog played the truck.
He did an amazing show.
He killed it. Yeah, he brought the house down. Yeah.
Nice.
He's a crooner.
We called him Henry Rollins because he was scrappy and mean. That's why.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes perfect sense.